6. The 10 precepts as Mula Pratimoksha. The term Pratimoksha, Pali Pratimokkha, is one of the most interesting and important terms in early Buddhism, or more precisely in what some scholars have called early monastic Buddhism. Despite the importance of the term, however, its real meaning and even the nature of its original significance for the Buddhist community are still matters of debate. With Childers, most modern scholars seem to regard it as being the same word as pratimoksha in the sense of binding, obligatory, obligation, so that pratimoksha with a long A means that which should be made binding. A popular traditional explanation is that it means release from, the release in question being the release, moksha, from prati, a breach of the precepts obtained by a monk when he confesses his offence at the fortnightly meeting of the chapter of the monastic community. According to a Tibetan tradition, possibly deriving from Indian sources, pratimoksha is to be understood as individual liberation, so sortarpa, in the sense of the discipline that supports the individual liberation of the monk or nun. Whatever the literal meaning of the term, and whatever the nature of its original significance for the Buddhist community may have been, there is no doubt that it very early came to be applied to the set of 150 rules binding on the individual monk, rules that formed the backbone, so to speak, of the code of between 227 and 263, the traditions differ, governing the system of fully developed cenobitical monasticism. By an extension of its meaning, the term also came to be applied eventually to the respective codes of all seven of the different socio-religious classes of persons comprising the Buddhist community. Besides the Bhikshu Pratimoksha, there was a Bhikshu Ni Pratimoksha, a cult code of rules for the nuns, a Pratimoksha for the Sikshamana, or female probationer, a Pratimoksha for the Shramanera, or male novice, a Pratimoksha for the Shramanerika, or female novice, a Pratimoksha for the Upasika, or male lay devotee, and a Pratimoksha for the Upasika, or female lay devotee. Thus, there were seven different Pratimokshas, or seven different sets of rules, or sets of precepts which, though they were different as Pratimokshas, were not always different in respect of the actual rules or precepts of which they consisted. In those parts of the Buddhist world where the precepts, i.e. the Pratimoksha, took the place of the going for refuge as the highest common factor of Buddhism, the fact that the monks observed a much bigger number of precepts, the nuns, who were neither numerous nor inferential, do not come into the picture, and the male and female lay devotees a very much smaller number, meant that the difference between the monks and the laity was exaggerated to such an extent that the unity of the Buddhist community was virtually disrupted. When we compare the different sets of precepts, however, from the 227 to 263 observed by the monk to the 5, occasionally 8, observed by the lay devotee, we find that the precepts which they observe in common are of far greater importance than the precepts which are observed only by the monks. Indeed, we find that some of the precepts observed only by the monks in fact represent not additional precepts, so much as either a more thoroughgoing application of the precepts observed by the laity, i.e. the precepts which the monks and laity observe in common, or b, an application of those precepts to certain more specific conditions, especially the conditions of cenobitical monastic life. We also find that some of the precepts observed only by the monks are of no real ethical significance, being in some cases concerned with matters of a quite trivial nature, and demonstrably the product of social conditions prevailing at the time of the Buddha or shortly after. Unfortunately, it is precepts of this sort which only too often have been emphasized at the expense of that part of the Bhikshu Code of Rules which is of a genuinely ethical character, i.e. at the expense of what I have called the Mula Pratimoksha, with the result that the division between the monks and the laity has widened in some Buddhist countries to so great an extent that one is justified in speaking of their being, in a religious or spiritual sense, first-class Buddhists and second-class Buddhists. If the spiritual unity of the Buddhist community is to be preserved from disruption, therefore, what is needed is A, an uncompromising assertion of the primacy of the going for refuge as the fundamental Buddhist act, and B, a drastic reduction of the rules comprising the seven different pratimokshas to those precepts of genuinely ethical significance which they have in common, together with a firm insistence on the necessity of one's actually observing those precepts. If the different pratimokshas are reduced in this way, what one will have left will be, in effect, the 10 precepts. Though inasmuch as they include 3 purely mental precepts, the 10 precepts are, in fact, more comprehensive in scope than are all the 7 pratimokshas combined. The 10 precepts, therefore, constitute the Mula Pratimoksha, or fundamental pratimoksha, as I have called it, the term being not a traditional one, though it might well have been, but one of my own devising. It is the 10 precepts in the sense of the 10 great ethical principles which, in reality, all practicing Buddhists, and there's really no other kind, have in common. When one has refined the crude ore of popular Buddhist ethical and pseudo-ethical observance, whether monastic or lay, when one has removed the accretions and excrescences and picked out the foreign bodies, one finds that one then has left the scintillating diamond, the gleaming gold, and the pure crystal and so on of the 10 precepts, i.e. one has left those 10 great ethical principles which, as prolongations of the act of going for refuge into every aspect of one's existence, govern and eventually transform one's life. It is for this reason that the 10 precepts have been adopted by the Western Buddhist order in preference to any of the other traditional sets of precepts, whether they are merely mentioned in the Buddhist scriptures or actually transmitted by the various Buddhist schools. For the Western Buddhist order, the 10 precepts as Mula Pratimoksha are in fact the discipline that supports the individual liberation, not only of the monk and the nun, but of all members of the Buddhist community, irrespective of socio-religious status or, in contemporary idiom, irrespective of lifestyle.